everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll update you on the CIBC Canada-Russia series, as we're in the middle of the OHL stops, the next one coming up on Monday in Hamilton. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters. He had 5 goals and 6 assists for 11 points in 3 games last week, and picked up the game-winning goal in all 3 of those games for the Erie Otters, as the Otters remain first place in the Ontario Hockey League. The 18-year-old from Farmington Hills, Michigan, also recently signed an entry-level contract with the Chicago Blackhawks after being a second-round pick of the Hawks in the 2016 National Hockey League entry draft. Noel DeBrincat is a prospect for the Chicago Blackhawks. Many other NHL prospects were strutting their stuff on Thursday night in North Bay as part of the CIBC Canada-Russia series, as Team OHL took on Team Russia. In the end, the Russians picked up a 4-3 win over Team OHL. Scoring for the O this time, Michael McLeod from the Mississauga Steelheads, Anthony Cirelli of the Oshawa Generals, and Adam Maskarin of the Kitchener Rangers. Jordan Kyrou from Sarnia and Owen Tippett from the Mississauga Steelheads had 2 points apiece in the game. Now, Game 2 of the OHL stops on the CIBC Canada-Russia series comes up Monday night in Hamilton. If you can't make it to the rink, you can check out the action on Sportsnet. Now, one of the players suiting up in that game will be Michael McNiven of the Owen Sound Attack, and we chatted before this weekend's action. Michael, you guys have 2 games coming up this weekend before you go off to Hamilton to play in the CIBC Canada-Russia series game. Let's look past the 2 attack games first, and you're looking forward to the opportunity coming up on Monday night in Hamilton?
Yeah, for sure. It's always a great opportunity to play for Team OHL, and we got 2 games this weekend and hopefully get 4 points out of it. We just got to worry about 1 game at a time, and then I guess on Monday I'll be focused on that game.
You get that recognition as being obviously one of the top goalies, certainly Canadian-born goalies in the OHL, and knowing it's a evaluation tool for the World Juniors. Is it just another sort of feather in your cap as you continue to progress your career?
I just got to focus on, 1 game at a time, 1 step at a time. But, I have a great team in front of me here in Owen Sound, so... I can't just be given all the recognition here. So, I'm sure I'm going to have a good team in front of me on Monday. And the OHL is a very strong league. So we're looking to get 2 points there against Team Russia.
As we look at the games you're focusing on right now, as you and I talk, looking ahead to Friday night in Kitchener and then back at home against Ottawa on Saturday, you guys had a rough one Wednesday in Erie. Is it a case now just looking to sort of put that one in the rearview mirror and, make an adjustment for what's always a tough one when you go into Kitchener on Friday night?
Yeah, of course. I didn't have a very strong start last night, but... it's in the past now. It was yesterday. I'm back at the rink now, and I just need to focus during practice and fix my mistakes.
As a goaltender, and as you've grown up, obviously, in minor hockey and then moving on to the OHL and obviously being a Montreal Canadiens prospect, was there a time where you had to learn that of, a goal goes in, a game goes by, it's gone. I can't do anything about it. I've got to be able to move forward.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's very frustrating in the moment, and no goalie's happy with, getting pulled or getting a goal scored on them at the very least. But, you just got to refocus after every goal, after every shift, after every period. You just got to keep your mind straight and just keep playing.
Is this something you were able to learn over the years as you were growing up?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter, how good you play or how bad, you just got to stay focused and just keep a consistent gameplay going.
For you, it's another season in Owen Sound, and people know around the league, one of the smaller communities, if not the smallest community, the Ontario Hockey League. What has Owen Sound, the community, meant to you over these last few years?
Well, it's a great supportive community here with all the fans. I mean, we have some of the greatest fans in the league, and even though we have a small rink and small city, it's probably one of the louder rinks in the league, and maybe even in all of Canada. So they gave us great support and they help us win every single night. So everything's we're playing for them and as well as our families and everything else.
What's it like day to day, even, you know, on an off day, you go out for breakfast with the guys or anything like that? Do you get the little nod from some of the fans? Hey, nice job last night. Those kind of little comments?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we have a local breakfast place here that we usually go to on game days and some days on off days. But, yeah, for sure, going into all the restaurants and stuff, everyone knows who you are and you know, everyone watches you and they know how you play. And they, when you play a good game, you know, they give you, you know, a good game or if you're not doing so well, you know, they're still very positive and they still cheer us on. So, you know, that's the upside of it.
Before we let you go, obviously signed by the Montreal Canadiens, how much input, communication, anything like that do you have with them? Obviously, you're at camp, but once you come back from camp, do you hear from them on a regular basis? What's the sort of routine, I guess you'll say, for you over the course of the season with the Habs?
Oh, well, yeah, I got lots of feedback at camp, and you know, the goalie coaches there. Stefan Waite wasn't there, but Vincent Riendo and Marco were there, so, you know, they helped me, you know, along the 2.5-3 weeks that I was there, and you know, it's just a great experience, and you know, they do contact me once in a while, and the strength and conditioning coach is always in contact with me, so you know, it's a good organization, and you know, I'm very happy to be a part of it, and I just got to keep working hard to get to the next level.
A little more relaxed going there this time. I don't know if relaxed is the right word, but the fact that you are familiar a little bit more going into their camp this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a great group of guys there and, you know, great staff and just all around great people. And you know, the camp's very well organized and you know, it makes it easier for myself and probably most of the other guys to, you know, adapt to it. Whether you're new, you're an older player, it doesn't really matter. I think the way the organization handles everything is terrific.
That was Michael McNiven of the Owen Sound Attack. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Erie Otters remain the top-ranked OHL club. They come in at number 4, trailing the top-ranked team in the country, the WHL's Regina Pats. So we have Erie at 4, and then continuing with the OHL, the Windsor Spitfires have moved up to the number 7 spot, while the London Knights are at number 8, an honorable mention this week to the Oshawa Generals. Well, a reminder, if you want to keep tabs on everything happening in the Ontario Hockey League, including the OHL stops on the CIBC Canada-Russia series, be sure to visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.